Hello, everybody. My name is Ellie, and I'm from Ellie's Place. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a truther. I am someone who I put out the truth, whether it's favorable or not, or whether people hate me for it or love me for it. It really doesn't make a difference. I do what I do because it's what's right. And right now, I'm here to tell you why I feel Canadians are gutless and naive. We, in the past 7 years, have watched this country systematically destroyed. And few of us have spoke out. And those of us who did speak out were labeled and tarred and feathered by the mainstream media, who all Canadians agreed with, just simply because it was the news doing it, not because it was right. That it had no clue what we were even fighting for. But they tarred and feathered us. Very much like they did recently with the convoy in Ottawa. And every other protest that's happened around Canada to stand up against mandates, illegal mandates, unlawful mandates, unlawful doings. And now we have parents who have betrayed their children. And it breaks my heart that parents are doing this. It breaks my heart that parents send their children to school every day knowing that they're being indoctrinated, they're being groomed, and they're being injected with poison. And the parents are okay with this. And I have a problem with that. Let's talk about a bill that was recently passed 3 years ago. It's called Bill C-75. It was passed by the Liberal government. Yes, Justin Trudeau. What this bill did is it took about 130 charges that were all indictable and basically made them hybrids so they can now be punishable by fine. And the type of charges that are in this bill make my stomach turn. And I'm going to name a few of them here, but I'm going to name them for a reason. Parents. We put out this bill on Facebook, on Twitter, on everywhere. This petition that we have ready to sign to repeal this bill, this horrific bill. And we haven't even obtained half the amount of signatures needed to get it into the House of Commons. Out of 40 million people, we needed 500 signatures and we couldn't get that. Now, I understand some people are afraid to sign petitions. Hey, I get it. Some of them could get you in trouble. But not fighting to repeal a bill. They don't freeze your bank accounts or throw you in jail or target you for trying to repeal a bill. This is the legal way you do things in Canada. With Parliament, we have an MP ready to bring this into Parliament. As soon as we get the amount of signatures we need, we have 3 days to do this. We have until December 8th of 2022 to get the 500 signatures needed. This petition should have hundreds of thousands of signatures, if not millions. And I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a major threat to children in this specific bill. A lot of major threats to children. And I'm going to tell you a few of them. One is infanticide. Okay, that's killing your baby as an infant. And basically, that's now punishable by a fine. Corrupting children. Now, that can mean a lot of different things, but that can definitely mean groomers and pedophiles. Because what do to children? They corrupt them. Concealing the body of a child. You're okay with that being a fine? Because I'm not. How about abduction of a person under age 16 and abduction of a person under age 14? That's not punishable by a fine. Are you okay with that? I hope not. Procuring feigned marriage. Think about that charge. Forced marriage. Think about that charge. Illegal marriage under 16 years old. It's a fine. Pretending to solemnize a marriage. It's a fine. So any idiot can just, who doesn't even have any form of clergy or any documents saying that they are legal to do so, can just marry your child off and get a fine for it. Now, this is if you're lucky to get your child back. Usually when they do this, your child's never seen again. So if you're one of the lucky ones who can get your child back, that person can get a fine for the kidnapping and for the illegal feigned marriage of your child. It doesn't matter what age. It could be 2 years old. It could be 12 years old. It could be 15 years old. But either way, they can kidnap your child, marry them off, not even be clergy, and get fines. Are you okay with that? I'm having a hard time believing any parent would be okay with that. So why didn't every parent in Canada sign this petition? Keeping a common body house. And that doesn't specify what age of bodies. You better think about that one. That's now a fine. Impaired driving, causing body harm. It's now a fine. Causing body harm by negligence. And that can mean a lot of things. That's now a fine. So let's talk about why I think Canadian parents are gutless. And I do think they're very gutless right now. All the ones who haven't brought their kids home to be homeschooled and who are not looking out for their children, shame on you. If you send your child to public school, shame on you. Because you know they are being indoctrinated and they are being groomed and they are being messed with. They're being manipulated to think they're transgender. They're being manipulated to think they're gay. Look, I've been in the LGBT for 40 plus years. I don't want to be. I'm certainly don't associate myself with that group. But by what I am, I'm automatically labeled as LGBT. So as someone who's been this for 40 plus years, well, actually my whole life, but I don't want your children going to school to be indoctrinated to believe they're transgender. You all laugh at me. You call me mentally ill. But you're sending your children to school to become just like me. Who's the crazy one now? We all want acceptance. We all want the other kids to know who the trans and gay kids are. So it's not a big deal. Yes, acceptance. We all want that. But they've gone way past acceptance.
You bring your kids to drag queen story hour like you think it's fashionable or neato. But even drag queens will tell you the entertainment that they do is for adults, not for children.
Hi, everybody. This is Kitty Demure, your friendly, favorite conservative drag queen. Anyway, I have another message for heterosexual women. The ones who have children. I have no idea why you want drag queens to read books to your children. I have no idea. What in the hell has a drag queen ever done to make you have so much respect for them and admire them so much? Other than put on makeup and jump on the floor and writhe around and do sexual things on stage. I have absolutely no idea why you would want that to influence your child. Would you want a stripper or a porn star to influence your child? It makes no sense at all. A drag queen performs in a nightclub for adults. There is a lot of filth that goes on, a lot of sexual stuff that goes on. And backstage, there's a lot of nudity, sex, and drugs. Okay? So I don't think that this is an avenue you would want your child to explore. But to actually get them involved in drag is extremely, extremely irresponsible on your part. And I understand you might want to look like you're with it, that you're cool, that you're woke, that you're not a Nazi, that you're not a homophobe, whatever, whatever it may be. But you can raise your child to be just a normal, regular, everyday child without including them in gay, sexual things. And honestly, you're not doing the gay community any favors. In fact, you're hurting us.
Look at the child protection bill for your province or territory, because they've all been amended. Bill 89 in Ontario was amended by a pedophile, Benjamin Levin, the same pedophile who set up your kids' sex ed curriculum at school. But what they did to this bill was they made it illegal for you to even question your child if they tell you they're transgender. And if you do, you can be charged, thrown in jail, and lose your child. And or. Check the bills for your province, the Child Protection Act, and territories. And you will find, I'm right, they've all been amended to fit this sex curriculum. The sex ed curriculum is indoctrination. It's grooming your child. I'm sickened that you'd be okay with them being indoctrinated while you're laughing at me behind cupped hands at the store or out and about and calling me mentally ill. But you're putting your child in the same position of being indoctrinated to think they're like me, when more than likely they aren't. I'm sure they would know if they were. They wouldn't need to be told. These schools are indoctrinating your children. If you're sending your children to school, shame on you. Shame. Let's talk about the inoculations that are being given. Let's talk about this scary COVID thing. It was said right off the bat, children were not affected by it. Now, can they pass it on? Maybe. But is that reason to have them injected with poison when they don't need it? Are you that uneducated and that paranoid that you have your child injected with poison to protect you? And you call me crazy. Okay, I just wanted to verify that. You know, those injections are nothing good. It's been made publicly known, even though the governments are still pushing. Actually, a lot of governments have pulled out. I'm sorry, our government is still pushing them. Our government has investments in those vaccines. In fact, your prime minister owns 40% of Arbutus and Acuitas, who make the lipid nanoparticles. You better check into things, because you're being lied to, you're being manipulated, and you are putting a child in harm's way, or children, or grandchildren. Shame on you. Shame on you for not doing research. Shame on you for just believing your little news on TV. Because they are paid to indoctrinate you. Look. That's just for the parents. As for Canadians, I speak to all Canadians right now. Shame on you. You whine and cry all over the internet about all these different stories that relate to this bill. Yet we present you with a chance to get this bill repealed, and you don't sign it. I'm sorry, I'm lost. It very much validates what John Cherry said 34, 35 years ago. Canada's beige. They all want to whine and cry and bitch and snivel, but not one of them wants to get off their ass and do anything about it. Well, I do. I'm fighting for your children while you're handing your children over to be indoctrinated and groomed and falsely inoculated with garbage poison. Those are not vaccines. They admit it's gene therapy. So you have taken your children down. Even if you took them to the drugstore, it doesn't matter where they got the shots. They got gene therapy. They didn't get vaccines. And you didn't do any investigation. You didn't look up what was in these shots. You just took them down and got them inoculated. Way to go. But you know what? We can still change a lot of what's going on by attacking this bill. This bill is a major part in aiding and abetting this whole agenda they're pulling over our eyes. And I'm not even getting into the CBDC, which is the digital currency that's coming. I'm not touching that. I'm just telling you right now, you are allowing yourselves to be manipulated and indoctrinated, and you don't question anything that sounds wrong. You don't question anything that sounds off because you're afraid. You're afraid to be targeted, right? You're afraid they're going to freeze your bank accounts. That's pathetic. And I can't believe that this petition has been out for months and have 247 signatures. Or I think it was, 245 signatures. And this has been on major platforms, Facebook, Twitter, all the major platforms. And not more than 245 people thought it was important enough to sign. Look, you can't win if you don't fight. And you can't fight if you don't have the weapons. My friend went out of his way to create this petition, which is your weapon. Nothing's guaranteed. Just because we get this petition signed, it's not guaranteed we're going to change the bill. But we might, if we can gain support. And the more signatures we get on this petition, the more support we'll get in the House of Commons. But I can't fathom a Canada that would allow all this and not even stand against it. And just sit back, slumped in your chairs like a bunch of yellow cowards. And I'm sorry. I don't care how many people unsubscribe. I don't care how many people unfriend me. At this point in time, I give a shit about the kid, the children, the people most affected by these. You fall in line like good global citizens, claiming to be loving parents who've handed their children over and won't even fight to protect their children from these horrid, horrid changes to this list of charges that are very serious charges. These are not jaywalking or stealing a bicycle. This is serious stuff, okay? And you won't stand against it? Not even for children? That makes me sick to my stomach. I seriously don't understand what's going on with Canada. And if you signed this petition, thank you. Please pass it on to others to sign it. We need this done. We need this done fast. We don't have time to play around. We have 3 days till December 8th. We have to get this done. Please don't let this bill go into a fourth run, because the person who made this is ready to go fourth run. But I don't think we should have to. We should be able to do this now. You just have to care enough. You have to care enough about your children. You have to care enough about your country, and you have to care enough about your communities. Put yourself last for once. Do what's right. I have, and others have. I can tell you right now, there's a lot of great people like Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson who have also been fighting for your children while you've been handing them over. Fighting to educate you, fighting to let you know what this is all about. And you're not getting it. You're still handing your kids over. And you're going to be called bad parents. What do you think this whole $10 daycare? Are you serious? You're not seeing through that? Look. Soon you will all be judged. Not by me. Not by any government. But you will be judged. And you better have a good reason why. You stood by and let your country, your province, your territory, your community get demolished by sick people. Only sick people would do stuff like this. Only sick people would make changes to serious laws. Only sick people would inject your children with poison. That only naive and gutless people would hand their children over simply because they want to be able to go to a restaurant or they want their kids to be able to play sports in school. I would tell my kids, play on the street for a few years until this passes. Keep them practiced. They don't have to go get jabbed to go play sports. That's foolishness. And if that's your excuse, you're pathetic. You don't deserve the children you have because there's tons of people who would do everything they could to protect their children, but they can't have children. And here you are handing yours over to be indoctrinated, inoculated, and groomed. Canada, you need to wake the fuck up. There's a takeover happening. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is a known fact. Nothing's being hidden. So the sooner you wake up to it and realize, if you don't fight now, and go down swinging, you're going to go down as the yellow cowards that you are. Or beige, as Don Cherry would like to say. So, like I said, I don't care who loves me or hates me after this video. I'm not here to be nice. I'm not here to pander to you. I'm not here to play into your little game. I'm here to tell you straight how it is. If you don't like it, tough shit. I don't really care. I want to see this fucking petition go through. I want to see this happen for your kids, for your grandkids, for their grandkids and their grandkids. The future generations deserve better than we are giving them. They deserve better than what we're walking them into, naively. Start looking things up for a change instead of just believing CTV or CBC. Who were paid hundreds of millions of dollars by the Trudeau government to lie to you, not because they need it. State-sponsored media is for a reason. Anyway, I want to end this video. And I just want to say, I can't believe that I've had to say what I've said about this country in the past few days. But my feelings are deeply changing. And I'm having a hard time being a proud Canadian with all of you doing what you're doing and falling into what you're falling into without even looking it up, without even questioning it. That's naive and gutless. That's exactly why the title of this video is what it is. It's exactly how I feel. And until I see a change, I'm going to continue to feel that way. And I don't, like I said, I don't care who loves me or hates me for it. I'm not here to pander to you. I'm here to tell it to you straight. And that's all I can do. So please, think about at least looking into Bill C-75. It's online. The Canadian government website. You can look it up. You can even look up who signed, who yayed or nayed this bill. The names of people who yayed this bill would shock you. Your MP might even be one of them. Don't let this bill exist. We have to kill it. Bill C-75 has to die. Has to be repealed. You can't rewrite this. This has to be scrapped. Anyway, I'm going to end this video, and I hope at some point you'll understand the severity of what's going on right now and the severity of Bill C-75. The impact it's going to have on your children and on all vulnerable members of society, including handicapped and elderly. They will all suffer if you don't stand against this bill. And you can suffer. Your mates can suffer. Your parents, your grandparents can all fall victim to this bill. And all anyone's going to get for it is a fine. Wake up, Canada.